The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com. And hello and welcome to another live episode of Wrestling with Jonas for a Monday evening. I think it's Monday anyway. I do lose track of these days, the darker it gets outside. But we are live for episode 327. And we've got a returning guest, none other than WWF legend, Scotty Too Hotty, Scott Garland. Great to have you back on the show. How you doing, sir?
Good, buddy. Thank you for having me. You know, I just want to say before we get going, man, you didn't ask me to come on. I asked you to have me on. So,
well, you know, I've been a polite host. But thank you for reaching out. And of course, the main reason why we're here today, Scott, is to hype up, to discuss and talk about the various dates, the many dates on your up and coming UK and European tour, which we will get into. But of course, we are live, Scott. So for anybody at home wanting to get in touch with the show, wanting to send your questions in for Scott Garland, you can do. Just ping them through to us using your chosen device, and we'll do our very best to answer them during the course of this interview. But let's have some fun. And recent guests, I need to quickly throw a plug to my YouTube channel, recent guests to entice people to hit subscribe. I've had a former NXT UK star, Sha Samuels was recently on the show doing some wonderful things on the UK indie circuit with Rev Pro and up and down the country. And of course, another fantastic guest, Johnny Loquasto. Johnny Loquasto came onto the show a few weeks ago and a friend of Scott Garland, of course. We spoke about his recent comedy show, Saudi Stepdad, and all the wonderful things he's doing as a sports journalist, as a sports broadcaster, and of course, his stint in WWE in NXT and 205 Live. I've got two other live guests this week, starting from tomorrow. One of the very best female performers on the UK indie scene, Ivy, will be joining me tomorrow. And on Friday, I've got the all-star Ruby Manitoba coming onto the show. Her very first podcast appearance. But hot off of 3 months training over in Tennessee with Dr. Tom Pritchard. And just a quick look ahead, I've recently announced my November lineup. And of course, November, it's a big milestone for me, big milestone for the show, 5 years of Wrestling with Jonas. And of course, here is a little poster to advertise my lineup. You can see Session Moth Martina, Lana Rostin, Kira Chimera, Tom Scarborough, Dirty Dango, formerly Fandango of WWE, Nico Angelo, Leon Cage over on the right-hand side there, and at the very top, World of Sport legend, British wrestling legend, Johnny Saint. And I had the honour of interviewing Johnny Saint at his home a couple of weeks ago, and my Legends Masterclass interview with Johnny Saint will be dropping in the month of November. And of course, today, if you're looking for a deep dive into Scott Garland's career, you need to go and check out our interview from about 12 months ago, because Scott came onto the show last September, and we had a good long chat, a good full retrospective about his wrestling fandom, his early years on the indies and WWF, of course, and his rise, and of course being one half of Too Cool, one of the legendary tag teams in the history of pro wrestling. Scott, you're a busy guy, and you're going to be even more busy very, very soon. You come over to the UK and Europe, but you're just a few days away from flying out, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm coming over. The first show isn't until November 3rd in Malta. But I had the opportunity to go to Malta just to do a seminar last February, and I fell in love with the place. And the people are awesome, and just the scenery is awesome, and the people running the wrestling company there are awesome. So I wanted to go back. And not only am I'm kind of starting out, I start the 3rd, then I go 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, I think. So I want to be... not only see Malta, spend some time there, but I also kind of want to acclimate before I hit the ground running hard. So, absolutely. Yeah, I'm gonna fly over. I'll get there on Halloween, in the evening on Halloween into Malta, and then have a couple of days off before we start the first show and the 3rd in Malta. So, and then head over to Italy and Italy from there for a couple of days.
That's right. We'll touch on all of that. But you're starting off in a beautiful country, Malta, very warm, very scenic, very, very beautiful. I'm just going to bring up some pictures. And this is a recent tweet. So your longest ever tour, covers 20 plus shows, 7 countries over, let's say, a 5-week period, Scott. And these are some of the countries: Malta, Wales, Northern Ireland, Germany, England, Italy, and Scotland, of course. What was your kind of decision? I know you're very frequent over here in the UK. Even when I interviewed Johnny Loquasto a couple of weeks ago, he said Scott Garland loves coming over to the UK, loves coming over to Europe. But what was the idea behind this tour, and especially with it being your largest tour, your biggest tour to date, Scott?
Yeah, so it wasn't planned this way. You know, I have to say, like, this is one of the proudest things I've ever done is putting together this tour. I've done it all myself. I do all of my own marketing, all of my own promoting. I do all of my own travel. I do all the social media, everything on my own, put together the videos on my own. And that's a huge part of what we do. And I started with one show. I booked one show last time I was over in July. And, it was a company that I'm coming back for this time, Kapow. And I worked for them in July, and they said, we want to bring you back in November. So I said, okay, there you start with one show, right? And then you just start promoting that you're coming over. And it's, I don't know, dude, it's hard to explain. It's been, I keep saying that, years ago when I was a mainstay on Sunday Night Heat and Shotgun Saturday Night and some of those secondary shows, it was on Raw and SmackDown, but I was on those on Sunday Night Heat all the time. Yeah. I've come to the understanding that Sunday Night Heat was really popular in the UK.
Yeah.
So I think all of these years later, I'm seeing the benefits of that. I think that's part of it. I think part of it also is I've built some really good relationships with different promoters, different wrestlers throughout Europe. And it's just, I think it's starting to really pay off. And I'm going back for companies multiple times, and it's really cool. And I talked to you last time. I said, I'm having so much fun doing this. And to be honest with you, though, Dick, I keep saying this might be the farewell for now tour.
No, don't say it.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll still come over, but I won't be able to do the tours the way that I have been. Certainly not 5 weeks. I don't think it's a huge secret. I've been working for AEW as a producer behind the scenes, as a coach and producer there. And I have the opportunity to do more with them on a regular basis. So I think it looks like probably at the beginning of the year, I'll be going pretty hard with them if everything works out, the way I hope it does.
Well, congratulations for that, Scott.
It is exciting. It's very bittersweet at the same time, though, because I really do enjoy doing these tours more than anything, so it's a tough decision, but exciting.
Exactly. It's like back in the 90s, the UK and Europe was Bret Hart's territory. And in the 2000s, in the 2020s, UK and Europe is Scott Garland's territory. And like I say, we love having you over here for sure. We're going to have a look at some of the tour dates very, very soon. And what I'm going to do is I am going to put down at the bottom here all of the tour dates. All at the bottom, all the locations, all of the promotions. And like I say, just reach out to them, reach out to their socials. I'm sure all the links and all the booking information will be on their pages, and we will break down some of these tour dates as we go. But just want to kind of
catch up. Just sorry to cut you off, and I'll just say, just because I know I posted those, and those are all Instagram handles, so they might not work on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, but those are all Instagrams.
I just simply copied and pasted it. I really didn't have the time to type it all out. But I think there's they are a really good representation of what companies. But just around the corner, and I know that you're a massive theme park fan, but you're also a massive Halloween fan, aren't you? And of course, Halloween around the corner, you're flying over on Halloween. But you've also been out and about around the States, kind of visiting these theme parks. There's a picture there. I think that's possibly with your son having some great
Hollywood, Universal Hollywood at that.
Absolutely.
Looking at the bags under my eyes in this lighting here, and I was like, that's all from, not all, but a huge part of that's from all these Halloween events we've been doing, man, because we've been going hard,
Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, it's great. My daughter works at Halloween Horror Nights here in Orlando. So we try to get down there and see her as much as possible. She's a performer there. And then, my son and I, we're all huge Halloween nerds. So, you know, as far as going to the different events. And so we've been to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando probably, I don't know, 15, 20 times. And when I say we go for a couple hours usually. We don't go for the whole 8 hours. When you live right. When you live in Orlando, you do theme parks a little differently than you do when you're on holiday. You know, when I used to come here on holiday before I lived here, it was, you know, you get there from opening and you stay till close, you know, in the 12, 14 hour days or whatever. But when you live here, it's a little bit different. You kind of do a couple hours here and there. But we went out to California a couple weeks ago, and I did AEW in Denver, and then I flew to LA the next day, and my son met me in LA, which is crazy having it's the first time my son's like met me somewhere, you know, he's got on a plane by himself and met me. So that's crazy in itself, yeah. But then we did Knott's Scary Farm, which is at Knott's Berry Farm. They do a Halloween event. They're actually the originators of the theme park Halloween event. And then we did, of course, Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood and Fright Night at Six Flags Magic Mountain. And then we went up to San Francisco for a couple of days. Oh, we did Disneyland as well out there. And then we went to San Francisco, did Alcatraz. It was a place that played tourists in the city there for a couple of days. And then I did AW in California, Stockton, California. So, it was a whirlwind of a trip. It was like basically 4 or 5 days of just going really, really hard, you know.
That's a heavy schedule of for Halloween parks, for sure. Almost as heavy as your wrestling tour you're about to embark on.
Yeah. I'm hoping I didn't overbook myself on this one. I don't remember if I told you. Like, I think it was... possibly like last February, I think. No, maybe it was, sorry, I take that back. I think it was the second tour I did when I came over in April of 21. And I just, I booked something, at least one show a day, 7 days in a row. And at one point, I remember I did Dundee, Scotland for a 1 o'clock show. I did Glasgow at 7 p.m.
Wow.
On Saturday. So one o'clock on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Saturday. And then I was in Belfast on Sunday at 4. So I had like 3 matches within like 26, 27 hours, I think it was, in 2 different countries, you know? So, and I just felt like I overbooked myself. I still had fun, but I'd like to try to book it where I have some downtime and I can play tourist a little bit, you know? And
yeah. It's gonna be I've noticed with the dates, they are a little bit spaced out. There are a few, you know, you've got one or two and then a few days off, one or two, then a few days off. So right. I think you've got a good measure of it now for sure. Just want to bring up a picture here, Scott. And look at them arms, look at them shoulders, still keeping fit, still looking good, Scott. what's your routine like nowadays? What's your kind of workout, your gym routine, your fitness routine for keeping yourself in good shape?
So I belong to it's actually a huge franchise in the UK as well as here is F45. And they're 45 minute structured workouts, group fitness, functional workouts. And it's just balls to the wall for 45 minutes and then an hour on Saturdays. But try to go to as many classes as I can. We already went this morning with my son. And then it's just high intense. You know, it's great for what I do in the ring and just keeping my cardio and wind up in the ring and allowing me to still be able to go. I'll try to get to them when I'm on the road, especially when I come to the UK. They're huge around, especially around England. There's a couple in Scotland, but Marty's working on setting those. There's one in Malta. You know, I was there, like I said earlier this year, and made some friends at that one. So look forward to seeing them all when I go back and training there when I get back there. So that's what I try to do. That's I've never been like a going out guy or like, you know, party guy. You know, that's what people always think, that, you know, rock stars and wrestlers just think, you know, they leave the show when they go out all night. Like, that's never been my deal, you know. So this kind of gives me an excuse to get out of the hotel for a bit and kind of meet some people and at least have an adult conversation with somebody, you know, when you're on the road alone, you know.
Absolutely. Another thing I found quite fascinating going through your socials recently, just catching up with what you've been up to. Am I right in thinking that you went to Ellis Island and Alcatraz recently? Is that right?
We did. We went to Alcatraz when we were in San Francisco. Yeah.
Wow. And obviously it's not a functional prison nowadays, but I always imagine walking around that sort of place is pretty eerie, cold, damp. But how was it to actually walk around there? Did you get the same vibes?
Yeah, no, it's really cool. We were saying it'd be a great place to do a haunted event, you know. Yeah. There's actually one in Philadelphia, which is I'm going there tomorrow. And they have Eastern State Penitentiary, which is an old abandoned prison that they do a Halloween event. And they do like 5 different haunted houses. And my son and I did that a couple of years ago. And it wasn't the houses. The houses were good. But before the event, we took a lights off tour of the prison where they just give you a flashlight and a guide leads you around the prison.
Wow.
And that's all you had. It's completely dark and you just have a flashlight going through this prison. So that was the spookier part. Like I said, the houses were good, but so I'm hoping to get there maybe tomorrow night. I know they do it on Tuesday nights. So I fly up tomorrow for AEW on Wednesday and hopefully get to check it out.
That's really cool. And I think you may have mentioned already, but the last time you was over here was not too long ago, this summer, July. Something else that really popped me when I saw it was everybody is familiar with this shot here, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you were recreating it, crossing that crossing towards Abbey Road Studios. I don't think we've ever spoke about music. Maybe we have, but a Beatles kind of up there as one of your Mount Rushmore bands. Music types and how was it to kind of take that iconic picture of yourself? And I think that's possibly your daughter as well.
No, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. She's a huge Beatles fan, and I've become a bigger Beatles fan as I've gotten older.
Sure.
No, it's cool. Have you been there?
I have not. I may well have unintentionally kind of driven over it or somewhere near it, but I've never been there.
So it's a very busy intersection, you know, yeah. So trying to get a picture, it's not so much crossing the street that's hard. It's getting the photographer out in the middle of the road with a camera to take the picture is the hard part, you know? And it seems to me like that the locals are kind of over it all, maybe. Like when they're driving by, there's a lot of very impatient people. You know, I had somebody scream something.
Not another tourist. Crossing this road again.
stupid tourists. Yep.
Oh, fantastic. I think another thing that really captured my attention and my imagination, popped me a little bit from when you were over here last, was Scott Garland's Scotty Too Hotty as a referee. And I think you mentioned in that tweet that was your very first outing as a referee the Zebra Top there. And that was over here in the UK. I recognised some of the faces in that picture. Tell us a bit about that. That looked like a lot of fun.
You know, no, that was fun. That was in Manchester. And I was a referee for there was an afternoon show, and I was a referee for them during the afternoon show. And then I wrestled at night. But dude, it was weird because I'd never done it before, right? And you just think, oh, it's easy. You just got to count 3. But the weird part was like just standing still and trying not to take away from the action. And like, I couldn't figure out what to do with my arms. I was so uncomfortable up there. But that was for Future Shock. And just outside of Manchester or suburb of Manchester, I think. So
that's really cool. Really good promotion. And it looked like that was a ton of fun. The final pitch I'm going to bring up before we start talking about the tour dates, and I think this was possibly from earlier this year, and it's yourself and Rikishi. Yeah. And I think the two of you did a signing at a convention. I don't know how often the two of you bump into one another, but of course, former WWE, WWF tag team champions together, you know, 2/3 of Too Cool, of course, with Grandmaster Sexay, and good to meet up with Keish.
Always. Yeah, it's always good, man. We see each other once or twice a year, it seems like, but we don't do a ton of stuff together. But, you know, he's busy and I'm busy, and it's just kind of out there doing our own things. But it's always awesome to see him, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. A few people that have reached out, and we got Sarah Vick watching us live via YouTube. Thank you, Sarah. Welcome back. So I think that's either welcome back to the UK when you do eventually get here, or welcome back to the show, of course, a returning guest. Now let's have a look and keep sending in your comments, keep sending in your questions. We've got Scotty for about an hour, but this is, I think, a relatively up-to-date, probably a full list of your tour dates there. And of course, they are scrolling along the bottom of the screen. And you mentioned Malta, and it kicks off in Malta the 3rd of November. I'm not going to try and pronounce that city because I will make a mockery of it, but it's their full brawl show.
In Malta.
Yeah. It's a Pro Wrestling Malta. And of course, Gianni Valletta is the main man there. Like I say, you did a training seminar, I think you said, over in Malta last year. Kicking off your tour in that very same country, Scott.
Yeah. And it was for him. And, when I go back to talking about, building relationships over the last, couple of years, since I've been back on the independent scene and coming over there, it's just like, he's one of the guys, you always know if you click with somebody or not right away. You kind of like you and I. I knew I liked you as soon as we started talking. I was like, oh, this guy's cool. And the same thing with him. Even going through text with him before I even met him in person, you go, I like this guy. And it's those are the people I want to work with. I'm at that point in my life and in my career with it. Whereas if I'm not enjoying it, I'm not having fun, I don't really want to be a part of it. And that's what's cool about being on the independents, I think, is you have the option to do that. If you go in for somebody and you don't hit it off with somebody, you don't have to go back for them, and vice versa. If I would do anything for this guy, I'd do anything for Joe Cabre at OTT, and Wolfgang, who's in Glasgow, and, all these different people who I've met and got to know over the last couple of years. Well, Joe Cabre I've known since the early 2000s or mid 2000s, when we were doing AWR stuff. But, it's really cool, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy working for myself and doing my own thing. And like I said, being able to work at my own pace,
Yeah. But watch out for Gianni's chain. He's a wild man, of course. He does swing that chain pretty violently. And you mentioned OTT, and they're actually going to be over in Milan. And that's going to be the 4th of November. And you're there. That's going to be your opponent, Sam Rogers. Milan must be a city, or Italy must be a country that you visited before, Scott. And looks like it's a beautiful country. Lots of awesome food and wonderful views. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah, no, I was over there in February of this year, I believe, for the Italian version of ICW. I know there's one in Scotland, and then there's one over in Italy. Yeah. Again, I did three seminars with those guys, and I did two in one day, and then one on Friday night, two on Saturday, and then a show on Saturday night. And it was just overwhelming, reception, and everything was awesome. The fans are awesome. The wrestlers were awesome. The promoters were great to work with. So it's what I want. That's what I want at this point, is just to be able to enjoy the people I'm around.
Absolutely. And the following day, the 5th of November, I think this is in Bologna, over in Italy, so a different part of Italy. But there you are. And Tajiri is going to be part of that show. You're going to be taking on Red Scorpion. Tajiri, somebody you must have knocked around with in WWF back in your glory days.
Yeah, for sure. And also, he's the only times that I've gone to wrestle in Japan, it was for Tajiri with... Trying to think what the company's name was. I know it wasn't Hustle. I believe it was whatever was after Hustle, but it'll hit me here in a second.
I think I can't remember. It will come to me. I might have to do a bit of research. I've interviewed somebody recently that's been training with him, but it's not an easy one to pronounce.
Well, this one was after. It doesn't exist anymore. But that's what I went over for three different times. Oh no, gotcha. I'm sorry. Two times were for him, and then. And then the third time I went back for Noah.
Yeah.
Great guy. Looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him for a long time. So
That should be fun. And then you're over to the UK for CSF. They're a promotion relatively local to us, and they're running a show in the Winter Gardens Pavilion. So that should be really, really good fun down in Western Supermare. So right on the seafront, right on the seaside. Unfortunately, being this time of year, Scott, you're not going to see many rays. You're not going to be able to kind of sit on the beach at Western Supermare, but it's a very, very beautiful town nonetheless.
You can still sit on the beach. It just might not be enjoyable.
No, it's going to be very, very cold. You have to take a hoodie and several layers with you. But so that's your first stint over in the UK. And of course, the 12th of November, you're going to be over in South Wales for No Mercy Wrestling. The good, the bad, and the badass. And I'm actually going to be working at this show, so we'll get to say hi. But South Wales, it always has been a real hotbed for professional wrestling, more so over the last 10 or 15 years, but in 2023 more so. And I think South Wales is a really, really hotbed for professional wrestling in the UK. And No Mercy Wrestling is doing some wonderful, wonderful things.
Yeah, it's my second time going back for them, actually. I was over there for them was last July, I think.
That sounds about right, yeah.
I know I did a seminar with them. But again, great guys. And I actually spent, I think, three or four days in Tenby, Wales on that trip right before that show or right before the seminar with those guys. And I keep saying, like, Tenby's one of my favorite places I've ever been. And I was going to go back on this trip, but as you said, I don't think the weather is going to be quite the same as it was in July. So I think I'll wait.
That's right. But it's fine if you're going to mix it up with a summer tour and then maybe a winter tour. And you get the best of both worlds, if you right, see what right. I mean. But going from South Wales to Salisbury and my good friend Joel Redman, who is the head trainer, head coach at All Star Wrestling South. And you're going to be there for a seminar on the 15th of November. I'm sure it's probably pretty close to selling out. But for any aspiring young wrestlers in that area or those that train with Joel at AS, W South, a fantastic opportunity to sit in on a seminar, take part of a seminar with Scott Garland, of course. But looking forward to that one. And do you know Joel from his WWF days?
I just went to the WWE Performance Center as a coach. Yeah. He was there. And then I wrestled him maybe back in 2015, somewhere in England, just outside of London. And then I just saw him recently on the Plymouth show. Down there for Reach, he was there. So yeah, we've been trying to put this together for a little while now, so I was glad we were able to make it work and do this seminar. You know, so I really do enjoy doing the seminars, so it's something that I never had when I was coming up through. It would have been so cool, I think, to just be able to talk to somebody who's been there and done it and ask them whatever. And you know, sometimes you can't get that from your local coach, and I think that's a really cool opportunity for anyone, you know, and that's why I try to encourage people to do as many seminars as you can, you know, just because I think one way or think something works one way, it doesn't mean it's necessarily the only way or the right way. Somebody else might give you a different perspective. So get out there and take as many of these seminars as you can, you know, try to get as good as you can.
Are you familiar with a promotion, a London-based promotion over here in the UK called Progress?
Yeah, of course.
And we've actually got one of the owners watching us live, Lee McAteer. Scotty, would you like to come to Progress Wrestling? Thanks for watching, Lee. He's kind of thrown you a little bit of an invite there, maybe.
I'd love to, you know.
One day it's got to happen for sure.
Yeah.
That's right. And Mike Mad Dog Angus sends his regards. I know that you are friends with Mike.
I saw him not too long ago. He was here on holiday.
Of course.
We met up at Universal Studios. So
absolutely. But thanks for watching, Lee and Mike. And I was there at the Electric Ballroom yesterday. An amazing show. Their long Halloween show. Absolutely fantastic. Great. And then, of course, you are going to be now. I think this is Kapow Wrestling. And I think you mentioned that you were there earlier on this year or not too long ago. And you're going to be in action. That's going to be the 17th of November from the Oasis Academy Mayfield. Obviously, a company you have a little bit of a relationship with, a bit of a past with, a bit of a good relationship with. And it's going to be good to go back to Kapow, Scott.
Yeah. And I also have a seminar the night before for them on the 16th. In the same town. That's what I was just looking at, man. I was just double checking because we have Salisbury on the 15th with a seminar, 16th in Southampton for Kapow with a seminar, and then the 17th is a show at, in Southampton for Kapow. So, yeah, no, again, great dudes, great to work with, and I can't wait to be back there with those guys, you know.
There we go. And as Scott said, there's a seminar the night before for Kapow on the 16th. So just search out Kapow socials, get in touch with them. If you're an aspiring young wrestler or in that area, reach out to them and get in touch, be a part of that seminar. Another really cool promotion. Now, this is Kapow again, the 17th, the very same show. That's going to be your opponent, the Prince of Mumbai, Rishi Ghosh. So that's going to be really, really fun. A leading kind of talent over here in the UK, of course. And then we've got Fightmare 5 at WAW over in Norwich, the Norwich showgrounds, the Norfolk showgrounds on the 17th. And you're making your WAW debut. So, of course, run by the famous Knight family over here in the UK. Yes. Obviously, Soraya's doing great things in AEW, and there's all of the sons and uncles doing wonderful things on the UK scene and further afield. And, of course, Ricky Knight Sr. and I think it's Sweet Soraya, the patriarchs of the family, of course, making your debut for WAW. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. I, you know, of course, like I know Soraya, I've known her for years, and sure. Her, you know, when she first came into FCW, I think back, you know, way back in early 2015 or 16, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I've actually been working with her quite a bit at AEW on Dynamite, so it's cool. It's kind of like this full circle type thing where I'm working with her there, but I'm going to work for their with her family over in, you know, where she's actually from. So it's really, really cool, you know. And of course, I know of them. I don't know them. I know I met her brother one day at the Performance Center, but I can't say that I know them, you know. But they're legendary in the UK.
Of course. We actually had somebody reach out on Twitter just before going live about your appearance over at Frightmare 5 from WrestleMania 00. Can you ask who his partner is at Fightmare for WAW? So I didn't see any match announcement, but he's assuming that you're going to be part of a tag match. And if so, do you know who your partner's going to be?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Ah.
Yeah, it's you. I was going to talk to you about this.
Well, I have been working out a little bit, so I'm happy to accept the challenge.
Yeah. We've got a couple weeks to train, so.
An exclusive. Scotty Too Hotty and John Scott's Wrestling with Jonas will be tag teaming together. And then, of course, we've got... this is going to be at Wales Comic Con over in Telford, the International Centre. You're going to be there on the 19th only.
Yes, on Sunday only.
And yep. You do a lot of conventions, Scott, but that's going to be a really fun one in Telford at the Wales Comic Con.
Yeah, I really haven't done that many conventions. I've done a couple over the last year, I guess, but I don't do a ton of them, and I haven't done any in the UK for, I don't know, it's been years. So. Yeah. I think 2015, Brian and Rikishi and I were at in London for a con, but it's been a long time. So, and like I think I talked to you about it before, but it's this whole like thing has happened in the last few years for me, where, you know, kids that were 10 years old during the Rikishi Too Cool run are now 30. Something years old, you know. That was the Too Cool Rikishi thing was 23 years ago. So if somebody was 10, they're now at least 33, you know. So it's, I'm meeting these people, and it's who are like adults with kids of their own, which is the coolest thing, is to have these people come out with kids of their own and get to meet them. And, you know, and some of them actually had pictures with me when they were a little kid, or a picture of me from when they were a little kid. And it's really, really cool to see. I met a couple guys in Newcastle for North, and they did the old thing where it was the magazine cover of Brian and I, but they superimposed, you know, the fan's face into it. It's like a photo op type thing at the, you know, like WrestleMania Access and stuff. Yeah. I think these guys said they did it at the WWF restaurant in New York. And, you know, same thing. They were like 10 years old in the original picture, but now they're grown adults. It's really, really cool to meet people like that, you know?
Absolutely. And like I said to you when we spoke last year on the show, you know, I think that you and the Scotty Too Hotty character is iconic, and it kind of transcends the wrestling business. And like I say, you've been featured in some rap songs as well, which we spoke about on the full interview. Right. So it really does transcend wrestling. Let's have a look at this one then, because you're going to be over in Germany, and that's going to be November the 25th. And I believe that's for the GWF, the German Wrestling Federation. Is that correct, Scott?
Yes, the 25th for those guys, at least a show. There may be, we're working on trying to hash out a seminar. It's just trying to find a time to do it. So there may be a seminar attached to that during the day. And then also on the 23rd in Germany, I have a seminar with the pro wrestling school in Dresden with Axel Tischer. And going over to do something with him and his group. So that'll be really cool to see him, you know, worked with him at NXT a lot. So
Absolutely.
I'm excited for that. And that's honestly, I'm trying to build a couple of days off into that trip over to Germany because I'm hoping the Christmas markets, I know it's a little early, but I'm hoping some of the Christmas markets will be open and I can, you know, play tours for that stuff. So
absolutely. Got to be done. And then you're back over to the UK for Reach. Yes. And that's the 26th. So a whistle stop tour of Germany and then back over to the UK for Reach. And there's going to be your opponent, Jason King. I think you've worked for Reach before on a previous tour, haven't you, Scott?
Yes, I was over there in July for them, and actually had to spend some time in Plymouth. And is it Torquay? Is that how you say it? Torquay. So I'd been to Torquay years ago. Brian and I had a show there, and we only had a few hours of downtime there, and I always wanted to go back there. So before the Plymouth show, I had a couple of days off, so I went early and went spent a couple of days there, and then went over to Plymouth and spent a few days in Plymouth with the Reach guys. And I wrestled Jason on that last show in a tag match, but this time we're coming back in the singles. So
that's going to be really awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, all of the dates, all of the locations, all of the groups are running along the bottom of the screen. So if you're in the area on any of them dates, reach out to the promotion, get your tickets today. I've not given out any specific links or website addresses, but like I say, reach out to them on their socials and I'm sure that you can get tickets to see Scott Garland in action. And then, of course, you're doing another seminar and this is going to be for Lion's Den Pro down in Devon, run by one of the very best and finest UK performers, Eddie Ryan, of course, somebody I've got to know very, very well on the UK scene over the last couple of years. Eddie Ryan, fantastic individual, brilliant, brilliant trainer. I don't know if you've had a chance to work with him or talk with him in the past, but I know they're looking forward to having you down there at Lion's Den Pro for that seminar.
Yeah, no, I wrestled him last year sometime.
Right.
I think it was in Exeter. I believe it was Exeter. And we wrestled. And again, you know, just hit it off right away. And then he had reached out to me earlier this year about doing a seminar. And I was just trying to make it work. Again, just trying to find the right place and time to plug it in. So it seemed like a perfect time to do it right after the Plymouth show. You know, Eddie's school's right there in Plymouth. So we'll do that. And hopefully get an extra day off there in Plymouth, too, because that was a really cool place to visit when I was back there earlier this year.
Absolutely. And they got some of the very best up and coming talents out of that Lion's Den Pro down in Plymouth, as a matter of fact. What I've got for you next is you're going to be part of you're going to have an Inside the Ropes, an intimate evening with Scotty Too Hotty in Glasgow, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Inside the Ropes, they've done tours with the likes of Mick Foley, Kurt Angle, Edge, and so many more. And you're going to have your one-night date in Glasgow for Inside the Ropes. Quite exciting. And you'll tell you're going to be at the hands of the audience in Glasgow asking you lots of weird and wonderful questions about your awesome career.
Yeah, no, actually, I really enjoy doing these. I've done a few since being back on the independents and actually done a few in the UK. And I really do enjoy doing them. So they're a lot of fun, and you know, you never know what the questions are going to be or where anything's going to leave. And that's kind of that's kind of the fun of it all. It's just kind of a free for all. They're really fun to do, at least for me. I don't know, you know,
when you've done these sort of things in the past, these kind of an audience with Scott Garland, any particular questions that really stand out that maybe you weren't expecting at the time?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure I'll come up with something if you give me some time.
No, that's fine. I kind of threw you a curveball there, but some of the questions kind of stick with you. But I know you're going to have an interesting audience in Glasgow for sure. Absolutely. And then we've got this one here. You are now, East Kilbride, back up to Scotland. And you're going to be there for the 1st and the 2nd of December. And that is for British Championship Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. I can actually see two members of the Knight family at the very top there and some of UK's finest. You're no stranger to working up in Scotland, as we've already said. Do you know much about this group?
I've only spoke through them through text and whatnot. I've never met them. but I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's 2 days in a row with those guys, like you said, first and second. So just to be able to spend some time back up in Glasgow, I really like Glasgow. So yeah. Hoping after Plymouth to shoot up to Glasgow, and I'm there, I think at least 4 days. So yeah. So I was just looking at, because on the 30th, doing a seminar at Iron Girders for Wolfgang. And then the two shows for BCW on the first and second. So, yeah. Oh, and also the Inside the Ropes thing we talked about.
Of course. So absolutely. Yeah. That's going to be a good few days north of the border up in Scotland. And then the final poster, the final date that I have here, we spoke about OTT earlier over in Milan and over in Northern Ireland now, Enniskillen, and you've got another date for OTT, Sunday the 3rd. Of December, and that's going to be really, really awesome fun. I know that you've performed for OTT before, and like I say, that would be your second appearance for them on your tour, previously in Italy and now back in Northern Ireland. A really, really fun promotion. Some of the very, very best Irish, Northern Irish, and UK talent will be on that show, and yourself as well, Scott Garland.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. I love all those guys. Like, and I've known so many of them. Going back to those AWR days.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, Patty Morrow and Maxer and Joe Cabre himself, you know, who's running OTT. He's just brilliant at what he does, you know, and he does everything right, you know, that a promoter should be doing. And in my honest opinion, dude, they're one of the top independent companies. I hate even calling them an independent company, but I mean, they are one of the top wrestling companies out there right now. Every show that I've done for them. And this is going all the way back to AWR. You know, Joe is a young, you know, 20-something-year-old at AWR days. But now it's, you know, he's got even more knowledge. He's been doing it for longer, and he just tends to do the right stuff. And, you know, he builds his own guys, but he also brings in, you know, guys that, you know, guys like myself that, you know, almost a nostalgia thing. You know, and I know they have Moxley coming in for the next show. And he does it right, where he doesn't build a whole show around, you know, international talent or TV talent. He's learned to build his own crew. And
it's a good mix. It really is a good mix and a very professional outfit there for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's, you know, like I said, that's going to be the last show. So I start in Malta on November 3rd, and that's December 3rd in Northern Ireland. So
are you feeling tired just talking about these dates, Scott? It's exhausted, isn't it?
No, I'm just because the future is so uncertain with AAW, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to do, you know, in many of these tours anymore? And I'm trying to go into this one and really appreciate it and really take my time and just try to enjoy it as much as I can.
Soak it all in and appreciate every single date. And just a quick flash up, those are the dates there, running along the bottom of the screen as well. But 20 plus shows, seminars over the course of 4 to 5 weeks, and Scott Garland's longest and biggest tour. Stepping away from your UK tour in November and December, your UK and European tour. And I've seen some social posts, and I think it was Corey Graves' podcast that he does for WWE, and a certain Rhea Ripley was on there. And Rhea Ripley was one of your students, one of your, dare I say it, your kids in the WWE Performance Center, and also Raquel Rodriguez. Doing excellent things on the main roster now, Scott. Of course, Rhea Ripley, one of the WWE Women's Heavyweight Champion, a World Heavyweight Champion, doing some amazing things. Raquel Rodriguez has had a wonderful year or so on the main roster, but big fan of these two for sure. And you had a big part in their development. You must be pretty proud with kind of how they've grown and what they're doing currently on the main roster, Scott.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, just from even the last time I spoke or saw Rhea to where she's at right now, just the way she's grown and developed and the characters like taking on a life of its own and just, you know, and that's what you hope for, right? Not only as a coach, but as talent, that's what you hope for. It's like, okay, how do I need to evolve into something that's never been done before. And sometimes it's hard to sit down and just kind of rack your brain and come up with something. And you just have to hope that it happens. And it's happened definitely for Rhea. And we see it starting to happen for Raquel, where she's starting to take off now, you know, and, you know, I think, you know, that's something that, you know, a lot of people saw way back. You know, they saw something special in both of those ladies, and just to see what they're out there doing now is so cool. I mean, Rhea, both of them, but I think they're both bigger than wrestling. You know, I could definitely see Rhea, you know, going on doing movies, and Raquel doing movies, and they have they're both so young, and they have such a cool and awesome opportunity to do so many things with their career. You know, it's really, really awesome to see.
Absolutely. Do you still keep in touch with any of your trainees or any of the guys from when you were there?
Yeah, there's a few I talked to, you know, Raquel every once in a while. And then yeah. I've been talking with GYV quite a bit lately. So, and it's awesome to see them out there and kind of doing their own thing. And, you know, they kind of, I think they were, you know, I haven't talked to them too much in depth about it, but from what I've seen them post online, they're maybe at a spot that I was kind of at when I left there, you know, and it just wasn't the same as it once was for me. And I felt like there was more outside that I could do. And, you know, I took a gamble and I left, and 100% paid off. You know? So, you know, I hope the same for those guys. You know, I see that they're hungry, and I want to see them go out there and kill it and be themselves and take the handcuffs off and just go prove to the world that you can get over and be a bigger star without the machine behind you. And, you know, and then there's always the opportunity to go back and as a bigger star, you know, similar to what Cody Rhodes did. You know, Cody Rhodes walked away years ago because he had all these things he wanted to do, and he went out and did them, and then he came back a bigger star.
And Drew did the same, and so many others. See what Matt Cardona is doing at the moment as well, Scott.
Absolutely. Right. So then that's what's so cool about the time we're in right now. You know, everybody always wants to talk about the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars and all that stuff. I don't know if we'll ever see that again, but we're having this, I feel like we're having this really cool moment. You know, we haven't come up with a name for it now. We didn't call the Attitude Era when it was happening either. Right. But, you know, I think we're going to look back 20 years from now and realize what a cool time this was, you know, especially for a kid, like say somebody my son's age, you know, even my daughter's age, 19, 20, 21 years old, they didn't live through the Attitude Era. It doesn't mean anything to them. You can watch, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like if you didn't grow up watching Star Wars, it's not as cool as it is if you lived through the whole thing, you know? So it's like, you can't really appreciate it unless you live through it. But this is a lot of kids' Attitude Era, you know?
Absolutely.
You have two major companies again, and you have, you know, tons of independent companies out there just killing it. And it's a great time in wrestling, you know, not only for the fans, but for the wrestlers as well.
Yeah, 100%. But going back to your UK and European tour that kicks off in a couple of weeks' time, November through November into the beginning of December. Let's say you're clearly looking forward to it immensely. But are there any kind of cities or towns that you're looking forward to visiting that maybe you haven't already, Scott?
So I have, I think, 4 days off after Bologna. Is that how you say it? Bologna, right?
Correct.
And if I don't say it the right way, dude, I'll get blasted on social media. So I have 4 days off, and I think that's the longest amount of time I have off on this trip. So I'm looking at either Rome or Switzerland. I don't know. It's either I go north to Switzerland or south to Rome. Or I could do 2 days here and 2 days there and try to split it up. But if anybody has any advice on where to go, cool places to see in Europe, I'll take it. You know, I would have never gone to Malta probably.
Yeah.
Probably. You know, I'd heard of Malta, and then like I said, fell in love with the place. So
yeah.
I love to go, I love to travel and be able to see things and go places I necessarily would never get to go to, you know. Absolutely. So if anybody has any ideas, throw them in there, man.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure Claudio will probably have some good suggestions if you decide to go to Switzerland, Scott, for sure. But are you still there, Scott? You all right?
Yes. Yeah.
You're good. So for any of my listeners or fans that have really enjoyed you've been on the Wrestling with Jonas podcast today, and they want to reach out, learn more about Scott Garland, want to learn more about what you're up to, all the horror parks you go to, where can they reach out to you, Scott, on social media, my friend?
I'm at the Scott Garland on Twitter and Instagram. So pretty easy to find, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just a quick reminder, I do have two more live interviews this week. I've got the wonderful Ivy joining me tomorrow at 8 p.m. UK time. And then Friday, Ruby Manitoba. That's going to be a different start time. That's going to be 9 p.m. And then, of course, don't forget to hit subscribe and see all them wonderful stars joining me live on the Wrestling with Jonas podcast, including the very best on the UK scene. You got Fandango, Dirty Dango joining me as well, and World of Sport legend Johnny Saints. That's already in the can, and that will be coming out in November as well. Do you have any merch at the moment, Scott? Did you take anything with you to the shows?
Probably not on this one. Sometimes I have bucket hats. I had some, I actually did, I know you guys call it football over there, but it's called soccer over here. There you go.
That one there, look at that.
Yeah, those shirts did really well.
It's really cool.
Yeah, they did really well. I was going to do a baseball jersey, and then I was actually have a friend of mine that owns the F45 that I train at here is from Newcastle. And I said, dude, what if I did the, what if I did a soccer jersey, you know? And he said, I think it'd be great. So I did a limited amount, brought them over last time. They did really well. It's just transporting them. I'm just so lazy, you know, lugging them around and just getting them from place to place. And especially
it's an extra suitcase, isn't it? Or an extra hold all, you know, yes, so you don't always want that hassle.
So speaking of the extra suitcase, this is where I'm at. I usually, when I come over, I travel with a big roller bag that I check, and then I'll have a smaller roller bag for my wrestling gear, and then a backpack. So I usually have three bags. This time, where it's so long, I'm like, I'm going to have to do laundry multiple times no matter what. So I'm going to try to do this with one carry-on bag and a backpack.
Wow.
So just because I'm going to have also so many flights, and the more flights you have, the more chance you have of them losing your luggage or whatever. And that's honestly, there's a lot of time, like when you're traveling like that, of if you have to check a bag, that adds another couple hours sometimes to, you know, checking the bag process. So you can ask me when you see me, dude, like how I'm doing with this, but I'm going to try to do it with just two carry-on bags and see how, if I can
do
it.
You're a brave man. You're a brave man.
I figure I can pack for 1 week in a carry-on bag. So if I pack enough clothes for 1 week, I just, you know, have to do laundry every week. And so this is the challenges of a pro wrestler, right?
There we go. Absolutely. I bet you never thought
that. Started with that WWF, I would have, if say we did a 10-day tour, I would pack a different outfit for every single day I was going to be on the road. So I had 10 different things, and then after a few months of doing that, you learn like, man, I can get 3-4 days out of these gym pants.
Brilliant. But listen, check out Scott Garland if you're over in the UK or Northern Ireland or over in Europe, wherever he might be, Italy, Malta, Germany. It's definitely worth it. And like you say, Scott Garland getting busier with AEW, so he may not be able to do too many more of these UK and European tours. But Scott, it's been wonderful having you back on the show. You're a returning guest on Wrestling with Jonas, and you're welcome anytime, my friend. But I look forward to seeing you in South Wales on the 12th of November. If you've got any kind of parting words or any final reasons why we should be checking out some of them promotions and seeing you in action over here in the UK and Europe, what would you like to say?
Just take me out of the equation, right? Like I'm the nostalgia guy whose time's ticking, and like if you want to see that guy you saw on TV when you were a kid, come check me out. But it's what's so cool about the independence, dude, is the passion. Like a lot of these people are out there, they're not making $1 million a year, they don't have any guaranteed contracts, they're just out there doing this because they love it. So you see so much passion on some of these shows, and you know, not a lot of people phoning it in, and they're just out there giving their all because they want to get recognized, they want to get noticed, and they want to get to the next level. So that's always, I love the independents. You know, when done right, they're so done right. You know, it's and they're so good. There's so much potential there. So get out there, you know, check them out, man. Check anybody that comes to your town, go out, check it out. You know, most of the time they're not very expensive. You know, just go out. It's a great night out. You know,
absolutely.
And even if it's bad, it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The indie scene over here in the UK is absolutely fantastic. I've spoken to so many European talents, and the same would be said about them. So you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Let's say it's not too expensive. An awesome night out for the family, or if you're with a group of friends. But Scott Garland, I can't wait to see you when you're back over here in the UK and Europe. Safe travels, my friend. We'll catch you soon. And thank you so much for being an awesome guest.
Thank you, Jonas. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We'll be right back.